Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a concrete echo-style air horn hit in Ableton Live 12 from scratch, with that raw old-school jungle and DNB energy. This is beginner-friendly, but the result can still sound serious, loud, and ready for a drop. Think of this as vocal percussion, not a big synth lead. We're making a short, attitude-heavy accent that behaves like a drum hit with personality. It should punch through the break, sit nicely with the snare, and give your track that sound system style shout. Let's get into it. First, create a new MIDI track and load Simpler. For the source, choose something short and vocal-like. A shouted ah, I, yeah, or ho works really well. If you don't have a sample, just record your own voice. Even a rough HAA can work if the attack is strong. Inside Simpler, switch to classic mode and set it to one shot. If the sample is clicking, shorten the fade to somewhere around 5 to 20 milliseconds. The key here is to keep it tight. We want a short, punchy vocal hit, not a long phrase. Now shape the pitch. Use transpose to move the sound into that horn-like zone. Try raising it by 3 to 7 semitones if you want it brighter and more ravey. If you want it deeper and rougher, stay closer to zero or even drop it a little. If the sound gets too chipmunky, pick a different source or adjust the formant character if your setup allows it. A useful beginner trick is to make a few versions. One hit normal, one a little higher, one slightly lower. That gives you variation and makes the phrase feel more like a call than a repeated sample. If the vocal on its own doesn't feel horn-like enough, let's add a second layer underneath. Create another MIDI track and load either Drift or Operator. For Drift, start with a saw wave and maybe add a second oscillator with a square or another saw, then detune it slightly. Keep the filter fairly low, around the mid-range, and use a fast attack with a short decay. You want it to support the sample, not replace it. If you use Operator, keep it simple. A saw wave with a fast attack and a decay of around 200 to 500 milliseconds is enough to give the hit some body. The synth layer is there to reinforce the vocal and help it cut through the drums and bass. Now let's add some attitude. On the simpler track, put saturator or amp first in the chain. Saturator is a great starting point. Push the drive by about 3 to 8 dB, turn on soft clip, and trim the output so the level doesn't jump too hard. That gives you more harmonics and helps the sound read on bigger systems and smaller speakers too. If you want more control, add compressor after that. Keep the ratio around 2:1 to 4:1, attack around 5 to 20 milliseconds, and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. You're only looking for a little bit of control here, not heavy squashing. The goal is to keep the hit solid and consistent. Now for the signature part, the echo. Add echo after the distortion or compressor. Keep it short and filtered. Start with a delay time of 1/8 or 1/16, feedback around 10 to 25%, and dry/wet around 8 to 20%. High pass the delay so it doesn't fill up the low end, and roll off some of the top if it gets harsh. A little modulation is fine, but keep it subtle. If you want a more old-school dubby bounce, try a dotted 1/8 delay and raise the feedback a little. But remember, in DNB, longer delays can turn into mush fast. Shorter often sounds harder. The trick is to make the echo feel like concrete walls bouncing sound back, not like a washed-out trail. Next, shape the tone with auto filter and EQ8. If the hit is too bright or spiky, use a low-pass filter and pull the cutoff down a bit. If it's too dull, high-pass the low end and use EQ to bring out the upper mids. With EQ8, a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz can clean up boxiness. A gentle boost around 1.5 to 3k Hz can help the horn speak. If there's harshness around 5 to 8kHz, tame it a little. This is important in jungle and DNB. The horn should live in the upper mids. That's where it gets its presence. Don't chase sub weight here. Leave the low end for the kick and bass. Now check the envelope. If the sound is lingering too long, shorten it. Attack should be basically instant, decay should be short, sustain should be off, and release should be quick. A good starting point is attack at 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay around 150 to 400 milliseconds, sustain at 0, and release around 50 to 180 milliseconds. This turns it from a note into a hit. That's the whole vibe. We want announcement energy, not pad energy. If you want the hit to feel even more like part of the rhythm section, layer it with a small break chop, rimshot, ghost snare, or tiny impact. Keep that layer subtle. The point is not to make it huge in an EDM way, it's to make it feel like it belongs in the breakbeat ecosystem. A tiny extra layer can help the horn lock into the groove. Now let's talk placement. In old-school jungle and DNB, this kind of horn works best as punctuation. Put it at the start of a drop, before a bass switch, at the end of a fill, or as a reply to the bassline. Treat it like a DJ cue or an MC shout, not wallpaper. A simple arrangement idea could be this. The break builds over 4 bars, then the horn hits on the upbeat right before bar 5. After that, let the bass answer. Then maybe bring the horn back a few bars later, pitched a little lower with more echo. That call and response feeling is classic. Now let's do the final mix check. Keep the main hit centered or mostly mono. Don't widen it too much, because wide horns can get messy and facey in a club. Make sure it doesn't fight the snare. In jungle and DNB, the snare usually sets the reference for mid-range impact. The horn should feel present, but not steal the snare's punch. Listen at low volume too. If it still reads clearly, your mid-range shape is probably good. If it disappears, it may be too muddy, too wide, or too dependent on loudness. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the echo too long. Don't overload the low mids, and don't let the top end get painful. Also, don't use the horn too often. If everything is an air horn, nothing feels special. Use it as a highlight. Here are a few pro-style variations you can try after the basic version works. One is a two-layer response hit, where one layer is dry and upfront and the second layer is echoed and slightly lower in pitch. Another is a pitch dip version, where the pitch drops quickly right after the attack for a more ragga-style exclamation. You can also make two versions, one bright and short, one darker and longer, and alternate them across a few bars. If you want to take it further, resample the result. Bounce it to audio, then chop it, reverse little pieces or re-import it for extra character. That makes it easier to work like a sample and less like a live chain. You can also add a quiet return track with saturator, overdrive, or redux to blend in some parallel grit without destroying the main hit. Here's a quick practice challenge. Make 3 versions of the horn. A dry short hit, a version with short filtered echo, and a heavier distorted version for drop accents. Put them across 8 bars and listen to which one cuts through the break best. That's how you start training your ear for what works in context. So the formula is simple. Start with a short vocal source, pitch it into a horn-like range, add a little drive, use a short filtered echo, shape the tone with a cue, keep the envelope tight, and place it like a musical accent. That's how you get a concrete echo-style air horn hit that feels right for jungle, old-school DNB, rollers, and rave-ready drops. Keep it short, keep it focused, and let it hit like part of the track's energy system.